Graham was requesting Alice Cooper for Father's Day, but Feed My Frankenstein also works for your theme of Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah. See? That's exactly what they were doing there.
Producer Scott, that's
who is that well for? Played.
That was for Graham.
Graham. Oh, okay. There you go, Graham.
1-877-332-8255. It is Father's Day weekend. Your requests that songs or bands or acts that make you think of dad, text us in. 1-877-332-8255. But we're going to talk some hockey as the Oil even up the series.
The cat's across. Here's Jackson. Here's Jackson. Scores!
One hand.
Shoves it. Now, he was trying to pass the puck across. It hits the defenseman, goes in through Bobrovsky. Ugly goal, but they all count. Matthew Iwanek from Edmonton Sports Talk joining us here on the Green Zone as Edmonton goes berserk for Leon Draisaitl, OT winner once again. I declared him as the front runner now for the Conn Smythe Trophy. Matthew, am I right, or is it still Connor McDavid?
I would say you're completely right on that one. It's stunning to think. I believe they have the exact same amount of points. Draisaitl has more goals in that as well.
Yeah.
And then, like, I know it's the Conn Smythe is for overall with the playoffs, but when you have three overtime goals, like, it's
well, four now.
Well, four now. I should say three, was it three in the Stanley Cup final? That is pretty impressive. And so,
yeah.
I think it's like going into the series, I think everyone asks, it's hard not to see McDavid having it. But the only way I think McDavid could go get it now would, like, he would have to go off and let's say the Oilers win the next two for like 3-4 points in each game. And Draisaitl pretty much is going to have to be held off the score sheet, I think, in that sense. Otherwise, I think this might be Leon's year to get the Conn Smythe should the Oilers win. If they lose, I think Sam Bennett's made a strong case to take it.
Yeah.
We won't see an Oiler take it if the Panthers get it. But yeah, if the Oilers go win, I think you're right. And I think the markets are showing that as well. That Leon is now the favorite to go win it.
Is it time, Maddie, for McDavid to go off? Game five?
Well, I think any time's good for McDavid to go off. You know, it's. I think the one thing is, this is what I think will give Oiler fans, you know, a little more confidence going in the last two series, is that, you know, you've been battling the Florida Panthers where this has been an even tilt through four games. And you're getting that production throughout the lineup for the most part, at least the majority of the playoffs. I know some people are a little upset with, I'm not upset, but wishing the depth was there a little bit more to start this series. But you're getting to this, you know, put Colson with a goal, like you're getting to there with the depth that you don't need McDavid to go off. But you would like to have that happen. You have to think, like, at the very least, in one of the Stanley Cup final games, he is going to go off. So you still have that coming. So would that be game five? Perfect. If not, like, it's also one maybe. You just hold that into your back pocket for a breaking place of emergency should the Oilers fall down in this series 3-2, or if it's a 3-3 and you hope for that McDavid game in game seven to just close it all out.
Matthew, I'm done making predictions from this series. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just going to sit back, watch, and enjoy as much as possible because it's even.
Can
it is flip a coin.
That?
It's flip a coin time with these two 100%. Teams. It's been so damn good.
Yeah, it's a true heavyweight tilt. Like, take away the blowout that the Panthers ultimately ended up with in game three. And I think they've played over an extra game of hockey based on all their overtime as well in this. Like, anytime one team starts getting some momentum, the other team takes it back. The only prediction I'll have is that if the Edmonton Oilers are down going into the third period, they're tying that hockey game. Like, that's the only one I could go with is that they
yeah.
is a team that you can never count that they're out. And while they're down 3-0 yesterday going into the second, like, how many cold takes were thrown out there on Twitter last night about disaster, choke job, all of that, just for the Oilers to do what we've seen them do time and time again these entire playoffs, which is come back. Now, like, they're going to get down 3-0, you know, three goals with 5 minutes left. Yeah, sure, maybe you could start counting them out. But if there's one prediction I will have with the Edmonton Oilers, and I wish some people would have learned this, especially some people that cover this hockey team, they're never done. They're never out. As long as there's time left on that clock, this Oiler team can come back. So don't ever turn off the game. Don't ever walk away. It's going to be a tight one, even if the Panthers are up 3-0, as we saw last night.
I said it last night, and I knew you were making fun of me, Jamie.
You could have said anything last night. Nobody would know if you actually said it.
At the end of the first period, my wife was getting antsy. She started getting up, doing stuff around the house. And she said, I can't watch anymore. I said, you better sit back down. They're going to come back. They're going to come. I called it. So here's my question. And you touched on it. And we don't need to drag this out any further than we do. So, and listen, I know momentum is shift to shift. It can be period to period. It can be game to game. And no one can predict where it's going to go. But, I mean, if we're doing the math on momentum here, the Oilers have to be carrying something into Game 5. No, Matty?
I would agree. Like, if anything, like I generally don't believe in momentum going from game to game. But I would argue that, you know, the momentum that the Panthers had throughout Game 3, we saw at the start of Game 4, that they were going in feeling confident. The Oilers were not looking good, and they were able to carry that while it's now completely flipped. Where I think the Edmonton Oilers have that momentum. And I think the one thing that they have that gives them added momentum, even if you don't believe game to game, they know that they're coming home and they don't have to win another game in Florida. If the Edmonton Oilers are going to win the Stanley Cup, they could do it all on home ice. It's the best of three. They could go win in game 5 and 7 in their cup champs. They don't have to go take one in Florida anymore. They got their one that they needed. So I think that in itself, gives the Oilers that little bit of momentum, because then it gives the Panthers that little bit of worry where, like, if they want to win this thing, they have to take at least one in Edmonton. And they did that once, and they got to overtime in both of those games. But that's not going to be an easy task still. And we know how loud Rogers' place can be. And you add in the fact that now it's in your head from a few times now, but especially this last game, that the Oilers can come back and it's never over. If you go on a pendulum swing, it's now in the Oilers' favor. The question is, can the Oilers finish this off before it goes back in the Panthers' favor? Or are we, you know, going to be still having a few more momentum changes and going to see a Game 7, which I know most of hockey fans, take away Edmonton, take away Florida, I think everyone wants Game 7 in this series.
I'd like a best of 11, to be quite honest. Just keep going.
So good.
Just keep going. Matthew Iwanek joining us from Edmonton Sports Talk. I saw Luke Gazdick last night on Sportsnet make a very sound argument on why Chris Knobloch might go to Stuart Skinner again for Game 5 based on not wanting to, you know, shake things up with that. It's not at that point yet. If they're down 3-1, you go with Calvin Pickard. Of course you do. But at 2-2, you don't want to pull the trigger on this move too soon. And I went, oh, maybe he's got a point. What do you think, Matthew? Is it going to be Pickard or Skinner in net for Game 5?
I guess the one argument that goes towards Skinner is that it wasn't his fault. And, like, is Pickard or Skinner has been a lightning rod for some Oilers fans this year, especially in the playoffs before he, you know, got pulled in L.A. and then a couple
his whole
of
career
after.
In Edmonton has been like
yeah,
that,
that's
Maddie.
Fair. That's yeah. fair. But yesterday a lot of people were defending him. Like, and I think that I saw more of a consensus of people going, this was not his fault. It could have been 4-5-0 after the first. He kept them actually kind of in it before
I
he
agree.
Moved to Pickard. I just don't know if Chris Knobloch goes to Skinner because the other goalie in Pickard, one, you know, stood tall in that game. Like, it's not easy to come in down 3-0. And, you know, when that game gets 3-1, 3-2, it's the Panthers score the next one. It might be over at that point, and then the comeback doesn't ultimately happen, but he doesn't allow the next one. It's Bobrovsky that allows the next one. But he's also 7-0. Like, that's the thing, is that Calvin Pickard has gone in the net and won 7 games and hasn't lost one yet in these playoffs. And I think, like, I was trying to figure out when would we see Skinner in, and I just don't see it for Game 5. I think if they lose Game 5, then, yeah, you go to Skinner for Game 6. But, like, I'll even say this. If there's a Game 7 at this moment, I don't know who the starting goalie is of the Oilers. Like, there is this conversation. Because, like, for that to happen, the Oilers have to lose a game somewhere here. And it's like, okay, does that go back to Skinner? Or, like, if Pickard wins Game 5 but then loses Game 6, do you make another goaltending change for 7? Like, the Oilers are in a little bit of a conundrum when it comes to goaltending, but I think Chris Knobloch will go with Pickard to start. That said, he's not a guy who necessarily listens to conventional wisdom type thing. Like, last year against the Canucks, you know, Pickard came in, he won one game, he lost another game, it wasn't his fault. A lot of people wanted him to stick with Pickard for one more. He went back to Skinner, and then Skinner finished off the series. So, you know, Chris Knobloch has his finger on the pulse of that locker room, of that team, of how to work his players based on last playoffs and this playoffs. So I'll trust whatever he does. I just feel like he's probably going to go to Pickard tomorrow.
Matty, a number of Oilers had decent outings last night. We do grades on the Green Zone, and my failing grade went to Evander Kane. I thought he had a bad night last night. He needs a bounce back. My top grade went to Nuge. And also with the knowledge that he might be hurt as well, I think he had one of his better outings last night. How important is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins to this team? Not just this year, but this Oilers squad for the last 14 years of his career.
Well, yeah, he's the guy if the Oilers win the Cup, I think everyone wants to see to get the Cup first from Connor before Leon. Like, he's just been that longtime Oiler that clearly is loved in that locker room, part of the leadership core. I know they wanted to keep him around here when he was a free agent a couple of years ago. And he's just been a good soldier dealing with a lot of things. But it's funny, like, he's a guy that he'll take his criticism, too, over his career. He's had quite a bit from Oilers fans. But it just seems like whenever over the last couple of years you need something, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins somehow is involved with it. And last night, once again, you know, he gets a goal when they need it. And I think just everyone wants to win it for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Like, both players and fans,
yeah,
as much as the players want to win it for themselves, like, this is a guy who has been through a lot of crap with this team back in the day and was a good soldier, never really complained. I think the worst he ever got at the end of the season one year was just like, I'm tired of this. Again, that was the extent of it. So, like, he is so important to this team. I think in the locker room, it's clear. He does a lot of the intangibles well, too. Like, everyone wants to look at goals when it comes to forward or assist. But he does so many other things, including PK, and he's good defensively. So while he is also likely banged up based on what we are seeing and how he's not at practices at times and things like that, he's very important to this team. And then to just see Evander Kane on that, the guy is just taking bad penalties right now. He's just got to work on that, because you can't put the team down on the PK right when a game starts. You know, I understand he wants to be physical. I understand he wants to be an agitator, but you got to find a way to do it without taking penalties.
My failing grade was Locker thinking his jersey choice has anything to do with if the Oilers win or lose or not. Should Locker wear his white jersey?
No, we're not doing this.
Or
no.
Should he wear his blue jersey?
Maddie, I got bullied into wearing a jersey on Monday.
I'm fine with that. So what's the record with this jersey?
He doesn't wear it. That's the thing. He doesn't wear games.
I don't pull it
up. So it's 0-1 in these playoffs.
He's worn it and they've lost.
Yes. Yeah. I've had.
And you haven't worn it. You can't wear that jersey.
Thank you, Matty. Thank you.
What jersey?
What about the blue? What about his blue home jersey? No. The different one. What about the? Should he make a switch?
Has he ever worn it in these playoffs yet?
No. No, I don't wear jerseys.
No, don't touch it. Okay. Don't mess with it.
Thank you, Matthew.
I'm a Ravens fan. I have superstitions. I'm like this. I had a Ray Lewis jersey that I wore twice the year they won the Super Bowl. They lost every game, like the two games. I never wore it again. My Ed Reed, anytime I wore it, they were undefeated. Wore it the entire playoffs. No, 100. You didn't wear those jerseys.
Thank you, man.
They're in this moment. Do not get there. And if you wear that white one, when you've worn it once and they've lost, and they lose, it's all on you, Walker.
You
I don't care if Evander Kane takes the penalty.
Matthew, I needed you today. Thank you. This is the support I needed. I knew there was a reason we'd have you on the show today, the Green Zone.
Matthew, you know how much I appreciate you, and I think you're a true pro, but you have now been added to my failing grades with Locker that you guys actually think this matters.
Hey, you want to know something? 0-1. The record speaks for itself.
That's exactly what I said.
Matty, enjoy the weekend, especially enjoy tomorrow night. Should be another great one at Rogers Place.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy the Riders tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. We got a huge watch party. We'll tell you more about that coming up tomorrow with the Riders and the Oilers game on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Remember tomorrow to join us, Acre 21 Boston Pizza location, for our gigantic watch party. It is the Riders game day. Myself, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson get you to the game, 5 o'clock, Riders and the Tiger Cats. Of course, the pregame show starts at 3. on location. Locker is going to join me for an hour. We'll talk to Evan Bray, who will be live at Rogers Place. We'll talk to Jason Strudwick before tomorrow's puck drop with the Oilers. That'll take you to 6 when the Oilers game's on. We'll have prizes. The post-game show, prizes,
fun.
Jersey giveaway, Locker wearing his Oilers jersey.
No.
It's going to be a great time.
No. I'm starting to get more support as well. I'd like to thank Matthew Iwanek.
But people don't know you have two jerseys. You can wear the other one tomorrow.
Both of them are equally bad luck. Both of them are at the back of my closet for a reason. I don't drag them out.
The U.S. Open is still going on right now.
Where's Rory?
Rory has got two holes left. He is on the right side of the cut line. Bryson DeChambeau is not.
Bryson's putting.
Is 10 over par. He's not going to make the cut this weekend. As for the top of the leaderboard, that is where we find Sam Burns and J.J. Spahn tied at 3 under. Only 5 guys are under par for the tournament right now. And, of course, tonight in the CFL, you have Montreal against Ottawa. No Drew Brown for the Red Blacks and the Riders. Tomorrow, Kadeem Carey will make his debut. He'll be backing up a healthy A.J. Ouellette. But coming up next, it's over to you with the Armchair Analysts. What are you thinking? Going into the Rider game or how about last night with the Oilers and the Panthers? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Friday going into a Father's Day. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line for all requests Friday. If you have a song you want to hear for Dad, let us know. Text it in. And, of course, tomorrow, our gigantic watch party for the Riders and the Edmonton
Saturday
Oilers.
Night main event.
3 o'clock Green Zone pregame show. 5 o'clock a special Oiler pregame show. Rider game at 5, Oiler game at 6. We're at Acre 21 location, Boston Pizza. You know, I'm going to pivot. We've been debating about it all day, and it is a Friday.
Let's get ready to rumble!
What are we doing here?
Going head to head.
Those guys, 5 minutes each for fighting!
Whose side are you on? This is Face Off.
Locker thinks his jersey choice actually has influence on the result of Oiler games. Friday face-off. Does Locker's jersey choice... This is really what I want to ask. Should Locker wear his blue Oilers jersey? Not the white one, but the blue one. The white one's 0-1 and is hexed, apparently, for tomorrow's watch party. The blue one, we don't know what its record is.
Hold on.
But you think it will matter that if you wear an Oilers jersey tomorrow, it will influence the result of the game.
I was under the impression that we were going to just open up the phone lines and have a conversation
about last
night's
game. We need to settle this with the fans.
But hold on. I just want to step out in front of this right now. Okay? I don't care what the results are of this conversation over the next 5-10 minutes. I've already made a plan for tomorrow. So we can do this, and you can talk about my white jersey versus my blue jersey. I am not showing up at our fantastic, gigantic-ism party tomorrow in an Oilers jersey. It's not happening.
1-877-332-8255.
I need this team to win game 5.
That's the whole crux of the whole fight. Do you believe if Locker wears or does not wear a jersey, it will influence anything when it comes to the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers tomorrow night for game number 5? Glenn North of Dewdney, what do you got? What are you thinking?
I'm sorry I'm going to side with Locker on this one.
Thank you, Glenn.
You should be sorry.
I love Darian Durant. I've got an away, like a white Darian Durant jersey years ago. That thing is the most unlucky jersey every
There's something
time
to this, Glenn.
Game. What?
There's something to this.
Oh, every time I wore it, like, they've lost. So I'm just, that's it. I'm not putting that damn thing on again unless I'm, you know, it's a non-game day. I got to get doubles to sign it. It's going to go in a frame. It's going on my wall. I'm not friggin' wearing it. And if you believe that, something that you wear is influencing the outcome of a game, you're going to feel guilty forever. So why would you wear
Thank
that?
You, Glenn. Thank you.
Now I'm interested.
See you guys tomorrow.
Now I'm interested. Glenn, are you gonna drop by?
I'm gonna drop by tomorrow. You bet.
Right on. Can't wait to see you there. Now
it'll be nice to meet you, Glenn.
Now I want to pivot again because Matthew Iwanek said it was a Ray Lewis Ravens jersey.
Yeah.
What's your unlucky jersey that you won't wear anymore because it's clearly jinxed the entire game?
That is a conversation we can have.
This is ridiculous.
That's a conversation.
But Glenn, if Darian signs it and you put it on the wall, what if your house burns down all of a sudden because the jersey's cursed?
No, it's about the games.
Okay, let's go to Scott. Scott, do you think what Locker wears matters for the Oilers tomorrow?
Well, yes. Yes and no. I just don't think anyone over the age of 15 should be wearing a jersey ever for any reason because
I'm also anti.
You don't play for the team.
Well, and I fandom is a very specific thing for people, Scott, right?
I understand.
So I try.
I understand wearing merch, but a jersey, I draw the line at a jersey.
Yeah, I've always had. I'm a bit of an anti-jersey guy. If I'm being honest, I don't judge anybody. Like if I show up at a sporting event and everybody's in there in jerseys, that's them, right? But I'm not a big jersey guy.
Neither like
we were up in Saskatoon for game three, Scott, and Boots. I don't know if you've ever heard us talking about him, Kevin. He showed up. He starts scrolling through pictures on his phone. That guy has rooms full of jerseys. That's his thing, and I don't judge. But
well, our
I've
producer
never been
Scott's
like
a jersey guy.
Scott is a huge jersey guy too, right? And is very. Very critical of like logos and designs and colors
it's
and all
very
that.
Very specific.
I've never had so many jersey conversations until I met Scotty.
1-877-332-8255. Oh my goodness. Murray is texting in. I'm with Locker. What he wears will matter tomorrow.
Thank you, Murray.
Keep the white jersey in the trash, apparently.
Yep.
John wants you to be safe and wear a Bruins jersey tomorrow. Maybe a Marchand Bruins jersey.
That's a good looking the Bruins jerseys. Like I'm not a Boston fan, but I always like their jerseys. I like that old school Boston look.
Keith, voice of reason this afternoon on a Friday face-off. Nothing he does will influence the outcome. Tim, no, it doesn't matter what he wears.
Listen, you guys believe what you need to believe. We're just scratching the surface on my crazy. So this is just one layer.
Let's go to Greg in Saskatoon. Greg, what do you think of Locker's made-up jersey curse?
I know what's going on here. He's throwing a reverse curse. He's saying, I'm not going to wear a jersey, but he's going to wear a jersey.
I am going to wear a jersey tomorrow. I'm just not wearing Oilers.
Yes, you are. I know you are. I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to fool the hockey god, and you're still going to wear a jersey. It's going to be Oilers. Yeah.
Oh well, I don't know if he will. I think I
can get away with my Riders jersey because I've had pretty good luck with the Riders jersey since I got it.
Don't, because then they'll lose.
No, Greg. No, it depends.
Wait, what?
It depends.
How do you know that Ryder jersey's not cursed too? How would you know?
I've had good luck already in the Ryder's jersey. I'm comfortable wearing the Ryder's jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if they lose, people are going to tell you never to wear that jersey again because apparently
to the games I went to last year after I got that jersey when I started here, they won.
1-877-332-8255. We have Jay saying, don't worry, I'll be in a jersey tomorrow. I'll be still debating on whether it'll be the Ottawa jersey or an Eberle jersey, but it definitely does matter on fandom and what jersey you do or do not wear for a hockey game in Edmonton.
I love
you will not be attending in person or having any influence over whatsoever. But yes, favorite, your attire.
My favorite part of this whole day has been you trying to get people on board.
Your logic.
You just get stopped in your tracks.
1-877-332-8255. David says, Locker, you need to go full Jamie Nykers and wear a Panthers jersey. Guarantee a Panthers victory, and the Oilers will win 100%.
I don't believe in that.
No, I don't believe in the Jamie Nykers either, to be quite honest.
Although we have some pretty strong empirical evidence that the Jamie Nykers, there's something there.
No, there's nothing there.
I need to keep better tabs on that one. But
Jason in Saskatoon says, it doesn't matter. Get your gear on. Let's go, Oilers. So Jason's encouraging you to wear an Oiler jersey tomorrow.
You know what I might do? Because the jerseys that I have, and there's more to the story than just them being, they're older jerseys. They were bought for me when I went to Edmonton, when I wasn't a fan. Then the Kevin Lowe hat, we're not going to get into the Kevin Lowe stuff. The Kevin Lowe stuff upset me so much. Like, I was so angry at that because I became a fan. And then for him to say the quiet part out loud about how they actually think, which everyone knows they think that way, that bothered me. But I have been thinking that I need to let that go because I've been carrying that around for, like, I've never been to a game.
Really?
I've never been to a hockey game at Rogers Place.
I've only been to one.
And I lived there for 18 years.
It's fantastic. But that's all because of Kevin Lowe.
Yep.
You won't give that organization a dime after he said about the Tier 1 and Tier 2 fans. And
I went to three concerts.
If you don't spend money on tickets and everything else, then we don't really care about your opinion. That's pretty well what he said, but ladies and gentlemen.
I went to three concerts. Bands that I couldn't pass up on seeing when I was living there. That's the only time I've ever been there. I never went to a hockey game there. But I feel like I need to let that go because I've been carrying it around for a long time. So maybe what I'll do is I'll buy one of the newer jerseys, which are way better than the jerseys that I have. You've seen them. They're like, that white one's a joke. You guys started making fun of me as soon as I showed up at the bar.
Might have made a little bit of
and I have the blue
Kevin
one.
Was like, jeez, what is that?
Oh, boots.
Boots. What are you wearing?
He goes, I got one in the
No
truck.
Wonder they lost. You showed up in that thing.
It's like, I can get you one. I got one in the truck. It's better than that.
Okay, Glenn and Swift Current, do you think the jersey curse is real?
You bet it is. You can bet your bottom buck that it is.
Do you have a jersey that's a curse? Do you speak from experience?
I'm telling you, man. I won a Wayne Gretzky jersey in 2003, and in 2006 they lost to the Carolina Hurricane, and I was wearing the shirt at the time, and they were away, and wearing the same color shirt. It's white, and then last year again in Game 7. I was wearing the shirt. I also have this white scarf I'll never wear. They lost.
Glenn, don't put this jersey back on again. Don't, okay? All right? You're on the right track here, buddy.
Yeah, I understand. And I can tell, you turn the radio down in the background, it gets really confusing when you're hearing yourself in two different time codes.
And get rid of that scarf, too, Glenn. What are you doing?
1-877-332-8255. I can't believe I'm losing this. The jersey curse is not a thing yet, but okay. You're fans. Fan stands short for fanatic. You believe what you want to believe.
Like I said,
but listen, I've come to accept that nothing I wear will impact. I used to care. I used to, in that cup run of the Vancouver Canucks, I overthought it. And I was like, okay, this this jersey's the good luck charm. And then they'd lose. And then I'd be like, okay, maybe I'd change it up. And then they'd win. And then you wear the same one and they'd lose. And then I was like, what am I doing? I'm just going to sit and enjoy the game and not worry about what jersey I'm wearing because it doesn't matter.
One of my favorite tournaments in hockey is the World Juniors at Christmas every year. And I'm way worse with it. Like, I won't sit in a certain spot on the couch. I've got a whole list of superstitions revolving around that tournament. That it's not just jerseys.
I can't wait to
just jerseys with the Oilers.
Can't wait to see how you do at the Olympics this coming winter.
Oh man, I love the Olympics too. Fantastic watching.
Our game of the night next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Sabrina, thanks for the text. This is a next level superstition going on at Sabrina's household.
There's something to this.
It isn't a jersey superstition. It's a mom superstition. If I stay up and watch the entire game, they lose. Yep. If I go to bed in the second period, they win. My family no longer allows me to watch full games.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, thank you for that, Sabrina.
That's an early bedtime for Sabrina. That's like 8 o'clock. Mom, get in your room.
Get to bed, Mom.
What are you doing down here?
Yeah.
Come on.
I've heard of the can't watch the whole game superstition.
Sabrina's got to be in bed, and then Draisaitl scores, probably waking her up last night.
But what if she had stayed up? Then it's Tkachuk getting a hat trick, and Lachlan having an aneurysm. Oh, if he would have scored one more time.
Thankfully, Sabrina, there's no game tonight, so you can stay up as late as you want. Watch whatever you want on a Friday. Meanwhile, our game of the night is going to be the NBA Finals, game number 4 tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers up 2-1 on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Also tonight, you have the Alouettes and the Red Blacks going on in Ottawa. No Drew Brown. He was injured last week against the Riders. So he's out of the lineup. Riders, Tiger Cats tomorrow. Kadeem Carey will make his debut, though. Don't worry. AJ Ouellette is healthy. He will start. Kadeem Carey will be the backup. And the leader at the U.S. Open was the runner-up last week at the Canadian Open. Sam Burns, 3-under par, has a one-shot lead going into tomorrow's third round. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, Britton Gray will break down the Riders' depth chart, and maybe he'll have another great prediction for Oiler fans, because if he picks the Panthers, they win. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.